This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Good morning and welcome to episode number 69 of Go To Grandma. I'm your host and Go To Grandma, Kathy Buckworth. And if you're a regular listener, you know I like to end my show with Enjoy Your Grand Journey. And today, I'm taking you on a couple of journeys throughout the show. I'm starting with a journey to the outdoors. We are one of those strange families who cheers when the first snowfall lands. Part of that is because we are big into skiing and snowboarding, and part of it is because it's snow much fun and snow easy to get kids and grandkids active. Good, clean fun. There's no such thing as too cold, right? Just not dressing appropriately. This show is recorded in the Zoomer Radio Studios in the heart of Liberty Village in downtown Toronto. But today we are going province-wide to get to the great outdoors with Destination Ontario. Lisa Sefton is going to tell us all about the fantastic winter activities for you and your grandkids, including some tips on where you can get a sneak peek at Santa himself. Santa is known for his portly profile, but for most of us, managing our weight and health as we get older can be an ongoing journey. This was certainly the case for Jody Akekowitz, a public relations pro in Toronto, who, at the age of 51, decided to change her health and fitness path. She's going to share her inspiring and incredible story of losing 55 pounds while gaining a supportive coach and new outlook on life. The first step can be the hardest on any journey, and she'll share what prompted hers. One step we can all take to a healthier future is making sure that we get our annual flu shot. I'm going to talk to pharmacist Amit Joshi of Rexall about the steps we can take to prevent co-infection of COVID-19 and influenza, plus a new health app Rexall and RBC have launched as part of our Take 5 with RBC series. I'm going to take a trip to my coffee maker right now, and I encourage you to sit back and travel from your armchair as we get some fun and facts on this week's Go To Grandma show. Winter fun outdoors is up first. Lisa Sefton is a broadcast media specialist with Destination Ontario. Her job is to showcase tourism attractions and experiences across the province. Good morning, Lisa. Thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
So I am a snow fan and my grandkids are snow fans. They were big skiers and snowboarders. There's so much to do. So let's start at the beginning. Can you share some ways that we can get a little sparkle with our grandkids this season? Things like light festivals?
Yes, I love light festivals. Mm-hmm. I have three girls, ages 8 to 14. They love light festivals, so it's definitely going to be a hit with all grandkids of all ages. There's something so magical about wandering through thousands of twinkling lights, and lucky for us, there are so many light festivals to visit in Ontario. I can mention a few of them, but then I'll let you know where you can find a full list of them online. The first one I wanted to mention is the Niagara Falls Winter Festival of Lights. I have to tell you, I was just in Niagara Falls and got to see some of the beautiful lights displays. I mean, Niagara Falls is beautiful at any time of year, mm-hmm. but the Winter Festival of Lights really adds that extra touch of magic. This year, they're celebrating their 40th year. It's a free outdoor light festival, 8 kilometers long, 3 million lights, over 75 displays throughout the city. And it really is a choose-your-own-adventure. You can download a map online, drive the grandkids around to enjoy the displays. You can stop and walk through the displays at your leisure. You can even see an amazing bird's eye view from many Niagara hotels. They're offering 40 nights of fireworks, which is fun at this time of year. And new this year, which the grandkids are going to love, is the Winter Festival of Lights Hot Chocolate Trail. So there's over 17 restaurants offering more than 20 different hot chocolates for you to enjoy. And these are just they're not just your regular ones, like the fancy ones with all sorts of yummy toppings. So the Winter Festival of Lights is running till February 20th. And another good option for lights displays that's comfy and warm is it's called Magic of Lights, and it's happening at the Longwoods Road Conservation Area near London. This is a drive-through holiday experience featuring thousands of lights and so many fun displays that the grandkids are going to love. There's a larger-than-life sparkling holiday Barbie, a super-sized Bigfoot monster truck, and even life-size dinosaurs. So wow. The nice thing about the drive-through displays, other than being warm and toasty in your own car, it's one price per vehicle, which is great when you have you know, three or more grandkids to bring along. There's also two other locations for Magic of Lights in Ontario. One's in Ottawa at Wesley Cova Parks Campground, and the newest location for Magic of Lights is at Springwater Provincial Park in Minising, which is close to Barrie, which is where I am right now. All three of these Magic of Lights locations run throughout December.
That's great, and I agree with what you're saying. It's nice to be in the comfort of your own car, especially if you have little ones, you know, that aren't so easy to walk around, but we all want to get outdoors too, right? So what are some great outdoor activities you might recommend this winter?
There's lots to do outside, and there's nothing better to tire the kids out than to bundle them up and take them outside.
Yep.
So you've probably noticed that ski trails have been gaining in popularity across Ontario. These are outdoor skating trails or loops that are set in forests or parks, and it really is a fun activity for everyone in the family. There's a brand new skate trail this year in Mississauga at Port Credit Memorial Park. It's a 220-meter-long skate path, which is a perfect distance for those little feet trying to skate around out there. Or for something a little longer, there's a skate trail loop in Bala at Muskoka Lakes Farm and Winery, which is a cranberry marsh. It's a 1.2-kilometer loop around 12 acres of cranberries. It's a beautiful country setting with fire pits. The ice surface is well-maintained with a Zamboni, or what they like to call their cranboni.
Love it.
And afterwards, the grandkids can warm up with some hot cran apple cider, or for grandma and grandpa, some hot mulled wine, which is always nice. And something that I know you enjoy is skiing. Mm-hmm. Another great outdoor winter activity to do with the grandkids is hitting the slopes. Kathy, I know you just bought your grandson his very first pair of skis, which is really exciting. If your gang is new to skiing, most ski resorts offer equipment rentals and ski lessons for adults and children. Most hills have beginner slopes, which is a great option. So no need to start on the black diamonds, of course. But,
exactly.
Exactly. If you do plan to take your kids skiing or snowboarding, I suggest visiting the ski resort's website first.
Okay.
Some resorts offer incentives for multiple lift ticket purchases. For example, Dagmar Ski Resort in Uxbridge has a coupon book value pack that includes 10 two-for-one coupons on lift tickets. Or at Blue Mountain Resort, you can save up to 20% off the walk-up rates for lift tickets just by purchasing them online. And if you're not into skiing or learning to ski, something that requires no experience and it's loved by kids of all ages, including kids at heart like me, snow tubing.
Mm-hmm.
All thrill, no skill. As long as you can sit or lie in an inner tube, you can snowboard. There's some great tube hills in Ontario, Snow Valley and Horseshoe Resort north of Barrie, The Rock in Georgina. There's a tube park at Boulder Mountain in London. We have a full list of tube parks, ski resorts, ski trails on our website at destinationontario.com.
Yeah, and you know, my kids have taught skiing and snowboarding at Glen Eden and Blue Mountain, and I recommend the lessons are a great way to get the kids started if they're a little hesitant, and there's nothing like having some cool teenager, right, teaching your kids how to ski or snowboard.
Absolutely.
And once they're out there, now what about, we have to talk about Santa. Now, where can we take the grandkids to see Santa? Do you have one or two suggestions there?
I do. Santa is obviously a kid favorite, and I'm amazed at how someone so busy can still take time to visit his adoring fans, right? One great way to visit with Santa while enjoying some quality time with the grandkids is to take them on a Santa train.
Mm.
There are many train options across Ontario. Most of them are running well into December. In Uxbridge, leaving from the Uxbridge train station, York Durham Heritage Railway is offering a number of different Santa trains this month, but I want to tell you about the Santa and Mrs. Claus pancake breakfast train to the North Pole. So this runs on select days until December 24th, and it's one where you actually get to sit and eat a delicious pancake breakfast made by Mrs. Claus herself. So that's a lot of fun.
Very
and in
cool.
the Waterloo area, there are two great Santa trains offered by Waterloo Central Railways. They have a daytime and a nighttime experience. Vintage Christmas is during the day, and Vintage Christmas Lights experience is at night. Both of these trains bring you on a train ride to visit Santa at the North Pole while enjoying lots of entertainment on board, like stories, music, and Christmas characters. And the night train version is decorated with thousands of lights, and these run until December 18th. So it really is a great time of year to get outside and enjoy the season with the grandkids, because there's so much to do across Ontario with so many options to choose from.
Yeah, and if you know you're listening to this and you're thinking, I can't write that down, there's too much, we can go to destinationontario.com for all of these details, or we can follow you on social media at Ontario Travel, and that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you so much, Lisa, for sharing all of this. So much to do, I got to get out there.
I know. Thank you very much.
Jody Ekekowitz is founder and CEO of Boulevard Public Relations, the tech-centric PR agency she launched in 2001. Jody is also an angel investor in women-founded startups and an advisor and mentor to startups throughout technology accelerators. She volunteers with causes close to her heart, is an LGBTQ+ ally and mental health and autism advocate. On January 1st, Jody started on a health journey and has since dropped 55 pounds, 11 inches off her waist, 9.25 inches off her hips, and almost 4.75 inches off each of her thighs. She has achieved this with the support of a coach through the Wonder Woman program. Good morning, Jody. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Jody, you and I have known each other for many years, and we certainly follow each other on social media as well. And I have loved following along with your health transformation. And for people who want to see it, of course, they can go to Jody's Instagram account. What prompted you to start your health journey?
You know, from 2018 through 2022, I was at my heaviest weight ever. In fact, 16 pounds heavier than when I was at full term with both of my pregnancies.
Wow.
And nothing worked. I tried Weight Watchers, Zoom, intermittent fasting, tracking calories on my Fitness Pal, you name it. I tried everything. Nothing worked. But at the same time that sort of I was just feeling so overweight, I was also in a constant state of exhaustion. Mm. I wasn't sleeping well. I barely had the energy to get out of bed in the morning. And I also had no energy to work out, which is actually something I've always loved to do and have done since I was a teen. The biggest thing that sort of flagged for me that it was time to take action is that I actually had the most awful brain fog and memory issues. In fact, it was so bad, I went to my doctor and I had her evaluate me for early onset Alzheimer's. At 51, it's like, that's a pretty scary thing to go through. And I was also, you know, very much so out of breath, just walking up the stairs in my home. But I knew that I had to find a way to get back to my healthy self. This was not normal for me.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that it wasn't just your body, it was your mind. It was all of you that was really feeling quite poorly.
Absolutely. Like just everything. You know, in fact, I went through most of my life, not just even in the last 4 years or before I started the program. I really did not have a good appreciation for my body. I had a lot of self-loathing, just really never felt comfortable in my own skin, you know, just really not feeling great. So this program was amazing because it worked on really three components being the mindset, the nutrition, and the exercise. Like, I feel like it was just so well-rounded and it touched every key piece of who I am.
And so you started a program with Michelle McDonald, who is Wonder Woman, and her mom, Train with Joan. Joan is, as we all know, a social media phenomenon at the age of 75, who is one of the fittest people I think I've ever seen. And I interviewed her on this show, episode 34, actually last April, and she's so inspiring. How did you get in connection with Michelle and her Wonder Woman program?
So it was very interesting. In 2018, I went to a program for women entrepreneurs, and I happened to meet a woman there who I've stayed connected with, followed on Instagram, and she started sharing stuff. And of course, again, we all follow people on Instagram, and she had actually shared a post from Michelle. Michelle was actually her coach. Mm. She was doing physique shows, that kind of thing. Michelle was her coach. You know, physique shows and those types of things are not of interest to me, but she also shared two other people. One was Train with Joan, and the other one was a woman named Trish, This Phoenix Rising, on Instagram. And both of them really inspired me. Trish in particular is very much like me, around the same age, runs a PR agency, has a kid on the autism spectrum, like so much I just identified with. And she had gone through this huge transformation herself, and Michelle was her coach. And so I started asking her questions and trying to get a little bit more about the program that she'd been on. And actually, it was very interesting because in last year, I think it was around January, February, Michelle put out a call for her transformation program. And I just wasn't ready mindset-wise to even apply. So I just kind of kept following Joan and Trish and other people from the Wonder Woman on Instagram. And eventually in August last year, Michelle put out a call to say she's accepting applications for her transformation program in September.
And I thought, you know what? It's now or never. I'm going to reach out. And I did. I got the application and I submitted in September. I think I actually submitted on the last day of September. I was still so terrified and not 100% sure that I wanted to do this, but I submitted it. And then I became like super nervous. October came and I think it was about 2 weeks into October. I got a note to say that I hadn't been accepted. I was actually devastated. But along with that came a note to say that 20 women who had applied were selected to actually work out with one of the other coaches from the Wonder Woman. And I was one of those 20. Kathy, if I tell you that I felt like I won the lottery.
That's amazing.
It's just, it's fabulous. And so I went and I took a look at who the different coaches are. And, you know, I found one, Caroline Drury, who I just absolutely adored. And, you know, just a bundle of joy and just a fabulous coach. And I kept saying, you know, I'd love to train with her. And of course, there's no guarantee because they would choose the coach that best sort of fits based on your profile, everything that you've submitted. But I was lucky enough to get her. And I said, I want to start the beginning of January. And literally January 3rd was my very first day with the Wonder Woman.
And we're recording this interview in November, and you have lost 55 pounds and many, many inches. People can see your transformation on social media. It's massive, like the change and the way that you're feeling about yourself. So for anybody listening, Jody, what would you recommend to them to say, how can they get started? I mean, the Wonder Women program is great, and it's at thewonderwomen.com if people want to go and have a look at that. But what advice do you have personally for women who want to look at a transformation?
So I would say start prioritizing protein. If you can, eat 5 smaller meals a day. I was definitely lacking on the protein side, very undernourished from that perspective. I'd also say start walking every day just to get some exercise in. And I would definitely say, like, find an app. Like, Train with Joan has her app. Mm-hmm. It's a great place to start from an exercise perspective, even if you've got minimal equipment. And it provides exercise instruction for different levels. It also includes meal plans. And then the other thing that I would say that's really key is there were 2 books that were mandatory in the Wonder Woman. One is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, and the other is Atomic Habits by James Clear. Both were fantastic reads. I read them over and over again. And then there's other books like Think Like a Warrior and Chop Wood, Carry Water. There are so many mindset books to kind of get your head around everything that is such a struggle for so many women in terms of, you know, being healthy, living a healthy lifestyle. And then I would say find people on Instagram that inspire you from a health and fitness standpoint and follow them. They probably share it.
Yeah, and I think you're one of them, obviously, Jody. And I love this whole, you know, embracing the mindset work, the nutrition and the exercise to really transform from the inside out. And we can see that if we go to Jody's social media handles at Jody, and I'll spell it JodiEchakowitz. And we can follow along with your journey. And I'm so happy for you, Jody. You look fantastic. So does your husband, by the way. You both are looking fantastic. Congratulations on your journey.
Thank you. And it's just been amazing. And this is for life. I'm truly inspired. I've inspired myself for life.
You inspire me too. Thanks a lot, Jody. Okay.
Thanks, Kathy.
Take care. Amit Joshi is a practicing pharmacist who has been the national pharmacy lead for Rexall's flu program since 2016 and leads the ongoing COVID-19 and flu immunization efforts. Amit holds a master's degree in pharmacy and has been actively involved in implementing vaccine services in Canadian pharmacies for over 10 years. He's active in multiple COVID-19 pharmacy vaccine working and implementation groups. Good morning, Amit. Thanks so much for being on this show today. It has been a challenging few years for all of us with so many vaccinations, but the flu shot is always recommended. What are your thoughts for this year's flu season?
Yes, it's definitely been a challenging few years, and it's already been a very tough fall. With kids returning to schools and many workplaces requiring some in-office time, the Public Health Agency of Canada has already declared the start of the flu season in the middle of November. We're actively seeing the spread in a number of our communities. This is about a month earlier than what we've seen pre-pandemic. However, not all of us are dealing with just COVID and flu, but there's a number of additional viruses such as RSV and the usual cold viruses to contend with as well. So we really need to think about prevention, and the influenza vaccine is the most effective way to prevent illness and related complications related to the flu. The vaccine not only gives you protection and lowers your chances of getting the flu, but those of us who still get the flu, it reduces the severity and the duration of your symptoms. So this is really important for those of us who may be more susceptible to serious illnesses, such as those that are immunocompromised, older Canadians, and also those that are very young. So if you don't suffer from those or if you're not in that group, also those that are around you in those groups as well. And to remain healthy this winter, make sure you're up to date with all of your immunizations. So I'd encourage you to get both your flu vaccine, as well as to make sure you're up to date with your COVID booster too. And most importantly, it's not too late. If you haven't gotten them yet, make sure you get out and get vaccinated as soon as possible. And it gives you a better chance of staying healthy for the upcoming holidays. Individuals aged over 5 can safely receive both your flu shot and your COVID booster at the same time. It's just as safe and it will be just as effective as well. So patients who are also immunized at Rexall will be able to view their immunization records directly through our loyalty and wellness app, BeWell. And as a bonus, all new patients who connect to their account to their local Rexall pharmacy will be eligible to receive additional loyalty points. And of course, other than the flu vaccine, everyone can take measures to protect yourself and others from the flu and help stop the spread. Make sure you're washing your hands, stay at home when sick, and ensure to mask when you're in public settings.
This is all terrific advice, and I heard you mention the Be Well loyalty app. Could you tell me a bit more about the Rexall and RBC partnership and how that works?
Yes, so RBC and Rexall partnered up, allowing RBC clients to earn and receive more value and savings while accessing Rexall's health and wellness resources. Our Be Well app offers simple tools that help patients or their caregivers to manage their prescription, personalized ways to collect and earn loyalty points, and access your personal health and medication history. The app gets even more rewarding for RBC clients who receive 50 BeWell points or 5 times more for every dollar spent on eligible purchases at Rexall when they link their RBC credit and debit cards to their BeWell card. So I definitely encourage you to link your RBC debit and credit cards and to take advantage of this offer and this incredible value. You can visit www.rbc.com/Rexall for more information on how to link your RBC and Rexall cards today.
And where can our audience learn more about flu shots?
Yeah, so this year we've aimed to make it even easier to book your vaccine appointments online. You can either do that through www.rexall.ca/flu, or alternatively, you can walk into your local Rexall pharmacy and get your shots that way. The great thing about booking online is that you can book an appointment for your entire family and those loved ones at the same time you book your own.
This is amazing information and so important right now, as you mentioned before, leading into the holiday season when we're likely to be getting together with those who might be more vulnerable, but also for ourselves. So I thank you for this information and for joining us as part of our Take 5 with RBC series.
Thank you.
The seeker embarks on a journey to find what he wants and discovers along the way what he needs. Wally Lamb. We all need to get outside to improve our insides. That's what we need. And I needed to have these conversations today. Thanks to Jody, Lisa, and Amit for inspiring us to keep taking steps towards our ongoing good health. Next week on Go To Grandma, we are getting our words worth. Have you ever wondered how crosswords are created and what makes a good one? I'm talking with Gwen Shogren, who is one of Canada's top crossword puzzle designers. I'm a huge crossword geek, and I can honestly say her latest O Canada crossword book is my favorite so far. There are no excuses for crosswords to pass between grandkids and grandparents, and my guest Kim Merstein and Grandma Gail would rather exchange opinions. The hosts of the hugely successful podcast Excuse My Grandma join me to share why their hilarious conversations, which are mostly Grandma Gail trying to find her granddaughter a husband, have struck such a chord. You're going to want to hear what this grandma has to say to her youthful granddaughter as she shares some wisdom that sometimes works in today's world. Canadian youths are starting to manage their own finances as well as their own opinions, and we'll get into that on the Take 5 with RBC interview next week. Thanks for dropping in today. I'm your go-to grandma, Kathy Buckworth. Enjoy your grand journey.
Share your thoughts on this show with us. You can find Kathy on Twitter at Kathy Buckworth or email her, Kathy@KathyBuckworth.com. This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.